We're doing the Ein Yaakov on Brachos. We're at the beginning of the 8th chapter, page Pei in the standard editions. And we'll begin the Mishnah. Beit Shammai Umrim Shebara Meoresh. That when we make the blessing in Avdallah, we say the blessing in the past tense, Shebara. And we speak about one light that's in the fire. And Beit Hillel Umrim, Beis Hillel say, Borei, we speak about the active, Borei, creates, Ne'orei Ha'ish, the multiple lights that are in the fire. And this machlokes of Shebara, or Borei, also has impact on our blessings of Shakol Niya Bidvaro, or Shakol Niye Bidvaro. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Bebara, Kuli Alma Lo Pligye, De bara mashma. Everyone agrees that if you say bara me'or ha'esh, that means that created in the past tense. Ki pligi, the argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is Beis Shammai savri bore de'atid lemivra, that the word bore means that Hashem will create, it's future tense. Ubeis Hillel savri bore nami de bara mashma. Beis Hillel hold that the word bore is also past tense. So everyone agrees that the blessing is in the past tense. What Hashem created. The question is, does the word bore also connote past tense? Mativ Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef asked. It says in the pasuk Yotzero hu bore choshech, God created the light and created the darkness. You see, bore also means created, past tense. Yotzer harim hu bore ruach, bore hashamayim venotehim. You have all kinds of verses. So, says the Gemara El Amar Rav Yosef, bebara hu bore kuliyama lo pligi debara mashma. You have to say that everyone agrees that the word bara, or the word bore, means past tense. Ki pligi b'ma'oru me'ore. The argument is about whether you say ma'oresh or me'oresh. But Shammai savre chad no'orei kabenura. But Shammai say the light, the fire gives off one light. Uvetilet savre tuva no'orei kabenura. And Beis Hillel say, there are many different colors you see in the light, so it's considered like there are many different lights within the fire. Tanya nami hachi amule hilele bet shamai harbe maorot yesh baor. Beis Hillel say to Beis Shammai, the flame, you have a green flame, a red flame, a white flame. There are different colored flames, and so that's why Beis Hillel say, when we give a blessing thanking Hashem for the creation of fire, we thank for the different colors that are within the fire as well. Okay, so that's the Gemara. If people were sitting in the Beis Medrash, what are people doing Shabbos afternoon? They're in Beis Medrash learning. They had their Suda Shlishi, they have a few hours left, they come to Beis Medrash to learn. Comes Matzei Shabbos, they brought a light, a candle before them. Remember, these are the days of the Talmud. All the oral law is being learned by heart. So they're all learning, they don't need light, they're learning by heart. And finally, someone comes in with a fire. Beis Shammai umrim kol echad v'echad mevrech le'atzmo. Beis Shammai say, everyone makes his own personal blessing of Shebara Me'oresh. Beis Hillel umrim, and Beis Hillel says, echad mevrech le'kulam. One makes a blessing for everyone. Mishum she'ne'emar, because the verse says, berov am adrat melech. The more people are united in glorifying, the more glory it is for the king. Beis Hillel, I understand, they explain their reasoning. But what's the logic behind Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai say, we don't want everyone to stop learning for 1 minute to make their blessing together. Each one, when he has a break, is going to make the blessing over the flame. But why should you stop everyone at the same time? Tanya namihachi. We have a brisa like this, Shel Beit Rabban Gamliel, the house of Rabban Gamliel, the house of the Nasi, Lo Yu Umrim Marpe Bebeit HaMidrash. They wouldn't tell a person, God bless you, after he sneezed in the Beis Medrash, maybe to Beit HaMidrash. Because even though it might fit me and my chavruza to tell him, God bless you, because we just stopped our learning for sneezing anyways, but if everyone in the Beis Medrash stops their learning, every time someone sneezes, you're going to have a lot of disturbance in the learning. So they wouldn't say, God bless you. Here we see a few things. Firstly, we see the concept that if one person can make a bracha for everyone, that's better. That's why our custom is that when it comes to Kiddush, for example, one person makes Kiddush for everyone. When we say Tefillat HaDerech, one person says it for everyone. Because where it's possible, where people will hear the blessing clearly and be able to focus on the blessing, so then it's better that one person makes the blessing for everyone. Berov Am Adrat Melech, like Beis Hillel. The second thing is, you see that you should say, God bless you. Where does this custom come from? So it says in the Midrash that before Yaakov, before last week's parsha, people used to sneeze and drop dead. That's how God created the world. That people would have a 1 second sneeze and then they drop dead. Then Yaakov Avinu said to Hashem, he said, it would be better maybe if you could make people have a period where they slow down, a period where they get ill, where they cannot function like they did before, and they'll have a warning before death suddenly overtakes them. And God said, good idea, you first. And that's why the first person we find ill in the Tanakh is Yaakov Avinu. Yosef gets word his father is ill. You don't find that anyone else was ill in the Torah before Yaakov. Because Yaakov prayed, he asked for this. He said, please make illness in the world so people have warning before they drop dead. Ever since Yaakov Avinu, the sneeze is something which happens, but people don't drop dead when they sneeze. So in thanks to that, the custom became that a person who sneezes says, Chaim, thank you Hashem for the life you've given me. And other people also tell him, God bless you. And it's interesting, in every language you have it, Gesundheit, God bless you, Tabriyut. Yeah.
There's some peoples in the world that don't get sick. So for example, Paul went to stay with some Eskimos and do a documentary, and said, we don't have any doctors or anything. What happens when you get sick? You don't get sick.
And how do they die?
Well, they die, but during their life, they don't get sick.
But when it comes time to die, do they have a period of illness before they die? That's the question. Because that's what Yaakov Avinu prayed for. That there be an illness before a person drops dead. I don't know. Next Mishnah. Mi sha'achal v'shachach v'lo birach. Someone ate, he had a meal, and then he forgot. He didn't make an after blessing. Bet shamay umrim yachzol in komo v'ivarech. Bet shamay say, he should go back to the place he ate in order to make the after blessing. Bet hilel umrim yivarech b'mkom shenizkar. They still all say, if you remember when you're on the bus, you remember when you're at the bus stop, you remember when you're by the makolet, wherever it is you remember, make your after blessing there. Hanu trei talmide. There were two students. Chad avad b'shogeg kebet shamay. V'ashkachal neka didava. One of them, he by mistake, he forgot benching, he left. And then he said, well actually, Beis Shammai say it's preferable to go back. So he went back to the place where he had eaten. He was traveling. He was somewhere in the desert. He had forgotten to bench. He continued traveling. And then he said, wait a second. I was back there when I ate. Let me go back there to bench. I was so taken up as I was packing up my bags. I forgot that I hadn't benched. He went back to the place he had eaten. And he found a wallet, didava, filled with gold in the middle of the desert. That's it. It's his. He found the treasure. So, Chad, and then another student, Avad b'mezid kebet hilel. He was in a rush, he finished eating, and even though Beis Hillel say, if it happened by mistake that you left the place you ate, you don't have to go back, he purposely left the place he ate, and he did not bench. And he told his friends, don't worry about it, I'll bench later down the road. He went down the road, and later on they found that a lion met him up at the end of the road, and he was killed. It's not a good idea to leave without benching. Rabbi Bar Barchana va'azil b'shayra. Rabbi Bar Barchana was traveling with a caravan. Achal, they sat down, he ate. V'ishtali v'lo barich. And then the caravan said, gotta go! And he went with them, and before he forgot, he didn't realize he hadn't made an after blessing. Amar hechievid. He said, what am I going to do now? If I'll tell them, hey guys, I forgot to make an after blessing. Wait a minute. Let me go back and make an after blessing. They'll tell me, bench here. What do you think? God's only over there. God's over here too. We all know that logic. Right? Very often when you try to do something that right, people give you all kinds of logics why you could do what's wrong. You think God hears your blessing better in shul? You could daven here too. You never heard that claim? Rabbi Bar Barchana knew that if he tells them, I got to go back, they'll tell him, God's over here too. Why don't you bench here? Mutav damina lu anshay yona de dava. He said, better I tell them, I forgot a gold dove. For a gold dove, they'll accept it, they'll wait for me, and I'll go back and bench. Amar lehu antauli. He said to them, he needs the caravan. He can't have them go off without him. He says, guys, hold up a minute. Dansha yona didava. I forgot a gold dove. Azil ubarich. He went back to the place they had eaten and he made an after blessing. Vashkach yona didava. And he found the gold dove. He came back and everyone said, where's that gold dove? He said, here, here. Wow. Okay. Umayishna yona. Why did he think to say he forgot a gold dove? Where did he get that from? The Amtala Knesset Israel Kiyuna, because the Jewish people are compared in the prophets to a dove. Shneemar Kanfe Yona Nechpa V'Chasef. King David describes us as the wings of a dove encased in silver. Mayonaina Nitzolet Ela Bichnafea. Just as the dove, it doesn't fight with its beak. Other birds fight with their beak. The dove, it fights with its wings. Other birds, they have all kinds of strengths. The strength of the dove is that it has a great memory. It always knows how to fly back to its home. You have homing pigeons. You never find the dove lose its way in the sky. So, Af Yisrael enam nitzolin ela b'mitzvot. So too the Jewish people, they get saved by mitzvot. That's why we're compared to the dove. The Jewish people can sometimes be a far way off from observing Torah and mitzvot. And when things go bad, suddenly everyone knows where to go back. We're like the pigeon, we know how to get back. Lishna achrina, another version on this is, mayonazo knafem miginot alea, just as the dove is protected by its wings, it's the wings that it uses to fight. Af Yisrael mitzvot miginot alehen. So to the Jewish people, the mitzvot protect us. That's why King David said, we're like a dove whose wings are covered in silver. And that's why Rabbi Bar Bar Chana thought to say, I forgot a gold dove. He meant to say, the mitzvahs are compared to a dove, and the gold dove, this is a biblical mitzvah, the mitzvah of making an after blessing, that's what he meant to say, and God made it, that he actually did find a gold dove back there. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Amri Lav Matnita Tana. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, and others say this was a braisa. It says in the Pasuk, V'it kadishtem v'item kadoshim. Sanctify yourselves and be holy. So what does the verse mean? V'it kadishtem, when the verse says sanctify yourselves, elu mayim rishonim, that's talking about the waters we wash our hands with prior to eating the food. That's mayim rishonim. V'item kadoshim, and you will be holy, elu mayim achonim. And you will be holy is a reference to after you've eaten, that people wash off their hands, that their hands are clean for benching. That's you will be holy. That's the waters in the end. It's interesting. The waters in the beginning are my benefit. My hands are clean when I eat. The waters at the end of the meal, so to speak, are God's benefit. That when I bench, I do it in a respectful way, that my hands aren't filthy with all the food I ate. And yet, v'item kedoshim, and you will be holy people, is a reference to when I wash my hands for benching. The pasuk continues and says, ki kadosh, for is holy, ani Hashem lokechem, I am Hashem your God. Ki kadosh ze shemen. That's talking about ointing one's hands with oil. Ani Hashem Elokechem, I am Hashem your God, zo bracha. That's a reference to the fact that you make a blessing after you eat, the recognition that I am Hashem, I'm the one that gave you the food, I'm the one that gave you the holiness. And this brings us to the conclusion of the 8th chapter. Yes.